Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Midnight Paco Podcast.
Be a trucker, flash a trucker. Hey, like. Also for the week.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yes.
On Instagram.
That's right.
I still got a podcast. A
website.
Yes. Things.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out. Please hit the like.
Subscribe.
Notifications if you would, please.
Please.
Tell all your friends.
Tell your family.
We growing.
We trying.
Not showing.
Pause.
We growing and showing.
At the same
you
time.
You the world.
Shout out to the world.
Shout out to the world. Please. What up, dog?
Slow motion man.
A little bit, but busy. It's weird. Certain things do and other things don't. Time keeps on ticking.
Tick-tock.
Into the future, man.
Into the future, right? Time keep on
ticking.
And slipping. Into the future.
Ooh.
Yeah, we getting things together over here.
Yeah.
Airplane mode is the best mode.
Yeah. Slow motion, huh? We did some comedy tonight.
It's always good to do comedy.
Yes.
Yeah. To work it out, to be familiar, to not get nervous on stage, to do your material.
Yeah.
Work on some, freestyling, if you will, or, you know, mess around with your jokes, rearrange them.
Yeah, I did that. Did a little bit of that.
I did a little too.
Yeah, you did. I love the escrow.
I don't know.
So good.
Thank you.
Such a good bit.
Thank you, man. Working on it.
Yeah.
Working on it.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's what it is. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, like you were saying, like, why'd you? Because I did my racy stuff. Not race stuff, but racy, like. Sexual innuendo stuff, that stuff, and you know, older people, but the people that were there, you know, I was like, what else? We're doing it, open mic, just throw it out there. So it's fun.
So, this is what I do like about both of our performances. We didn't say, what else we got?
Dax.
We didn't look into our phones.
No.
Nor did we look on our notes. Everything's up here.
Everything's up there.
Because when you take your craft seriously, I've seen some guys, you know, sitting down, writing stuff right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
But those guys normally don't, I've seen people write stuff, but sometimes that doesn't necessarily mean that they go up on stage with their books.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
you know.
They'll write it and they'll just leave their stuff there or whatever the case.
And go up on the stage.
Yeah. Maybe they just want to jot down an idea before they go up.
Yeah, you know.
Some people will go off of what's in the room when they go on stage right off rip.
Right.
You know? So if they hear somebody, maybe they want to tag on off of it to get into their set. You know what I mean?
Right.
But unless it's somebody like right in front of me, it's to me to call back somebody. Although somebody could have did, you know, could have completely, like, I think maybe like had a great break if they would have used off of one of your, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Went off of your shit on. But, you know, either way, you know, that's like with Aaron. He does it all the time, usually with mine.
Shout out to Aaron. What's his last name? You remember?
Michaels.
Aaron Michaels. Shout out to Aaron Michaels. You know, he's a great up-and-coming comic. If he stays consistent and, you know, stays happy within himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times, you know, and I'm not just picking on him or any other comic or anything like that, but your brain, it doesn't, like, this doesn't have anything to do with Aaron Michaels.
Actually. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, some people feel like they're more creative when they're under the influence of drugs or alcohol and things like that. But you got to realize the common denominator of all anything that you do is your brain. So your brain is already there. It already has the material.
Yep.
You really don't need any of that to be creative. You don't.
No, facts. But in defense of that, to be creative, sometimes it helps spark. And only for me, I can only speak for myself. It's the marijuana that does that. Like, alcohol makes me want to do nothing but party. That's really it. You know what I mean? Once I have a sip of alcohol, it's like the day of doing anything important is over. It's time to relax and do what I got to do. You know, I don't get fucked up, but it's just, I can't go to the gym after having a beer or so. But I can go there after smoke, like right after smoking. I smoke and then go to the gym. Like,
one of the things that I saw myself, because, you know, when I first started doing comedy, I was super, super, super nervous. And
yeah. I still am, dog.
I mean, I am nervous, but I'm not super, super, like, crippling nervous.
Yeah, he orders mozzarella sticks before.
Sometimes. But I used to be like super nervous, like almost like crippling, like I can't do this nervous, and I'm
really
well. The nervousness was displayed on stage,
with whether the cord.
It's the cord, yeah. Or pacing.
Okay,
not looking at anybody.
Right.
For me, this is just for me.
Yeah.
Not looking at anybody, pacing, messing with the cord, really not and saying. And, you know, like little words that you shouldn't say in between your sets, like, like, you know what I'm saying? Yep. You know, such, you know what I'm saying? And this, that, nothing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, little things that, you know, little fillers that you do when you're nervous.
Yep.
And so I would, you know, maybe take a drink, not too heavy, but just a drink. You know, shout out to, it was a waitress there. Shout out to Bonnie, but it was another waitress. Do you remember the blonde lady?
Oh,
can't think of her name.
No, in the beginning?
Yeah, in the beginning. It wasn't Crystal. She had blonde hair, and she was just like, don't overdo it, because alcohol and those bright lights can do da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, no, I didn't.
I forget her name. She was a very nice lady. I can't think of her name. But I took that, and, you know, you listen, because you like, you're trying everything to calm your nerves, and even after like what a year or so, I would say, let me get a couple of shots or a couple of drinks just to knock the, you know, the cobwebs or the rust off, to get the nervousness off. But I didn't want that to be a habit.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, we used to do a shot every time.
We used to do a shot of Fireball.
Fireball. Yeah.
But now it's just like, you know, I don't need any alcohol to perform well or to do a good job. I don't think it's just confidence in your material and the comfortability. You have to have confidence of your material, and you have to be comfortable with what you're saying or in the room. And I think that I'm way more comfortable than I was 5 years ago.
100%. Yeah.
You know, I'm looking around. Yeah. I'm looking at people, making eye contact with people, which I would never do before. But I'm, you know, some places that allow you to look at people. When I say that, sometimes the lights are so bright you can't see nobody but maybe the front row, and
that's
outside of that is you see shadow figures.
Yeah, it's a wrap. Yeah.
And a lot of times you see eyeballs and teeth. That's a good sign you're doing well when you see teeth and eyeballs.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but I have fun doing it. You know, I like the cheers. You never know where they're going to come from.
And you never know what you're going to hear or how people respond. You know, right. Like you said, dude, tonight. Oh, cool scene. Oh.
Hey, oh, cool scene. No. I'm looking like, who is this dude? I mean, you know, hopefully I didn't show that reaction, but that's what I was thinking. I'm trying to be cool.
Yeah. You know? No. Your set was cool. And you started off.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
You know what I mean? You came out with energy.
I tried to, man. Yeah. I tried to come out with energy, and I think it was brought down a little bit.
Yeah.
After me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think in small settings like that, I think we should keep it rocking, if you can.
Yeah.
You know, like keep it up, keep it rocking, so they could be like, man, I had a good time there.
Right.
But, you know, you can pretty much only do what you're capable of doing. I'm not saying that I'm like the guy that can keep the energy going and nothing like that, but I tried to you know, come in with.
But your set the way it is, it's lighthearted. It's, you know what I mean, it's funny. You have energy, you know, and then like you got people that just want to be dark, you know, and you know me, I come up and I talk shit. I'm just a racy guy that just, you know, I talk
so, not racist, racy.
I guess that's a bad word, but you know, I just,
I mean, I ride, it's the connected to races.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you know, I just, I ride the line with subject material.
If you say racy, they're gonna think, oh, Jay up there doing like.
I do no race material, really.
You sort of do.
One joke.
Yeah, just one.
Yeah,
but
just
one. To say none.
Yeah, you're
not
right.
True.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I said barely do race, you know.
Yeah.
And then that's. Yeah. I mean, what else? But either way, that's not most of my stuff. You know what I mean? It's most of it's freaky. And so sometimes, you know. Well, it depends where it hits, and especially when I'm talking about what I'm talking about, especially because I added all that extra shit, you know what I mean, that I normally don't really add to it. So, you know, when females hear, they don't hear nothing about that. So it's like, you know, you're not going to get like great responses all the time. So you just got to live and die with what your material is. You know, sometimes it is what it is, but it's fun to bring out the old stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. You bring out the old stuff. But see, my thing is this, like, this is just me personally. I mean, we could have did anything we want.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was thinking maybe, you know, I mean, after I did my set, I ain't going to lie to you. I wanted to do something that would be, you know, relatable for my nephew that was in the crowd.
Yeah. Right.
So he could relate to something.
Shout out, nephew.
Yeah, shout out to Saeed. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for checking out your old uncle to see what he up here doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, that would have been a great crowd for, you know, one of my other jokes, my Eat a Bunker, maybe.
Yeah.
I would have been, like, but I didn't have time. Only got 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
But five if I was minutes. One of those other people that had,
well, longer, you know, that was the,
that was the what?
A special showcase.
The feature showcase?
Of something.
I don't know what that
must
was.
Must have been.
I could have been a part of that because I don't particularly do contests and stuff like that. I mean, if I'm in it, I advance.
Now you're judging. Now you're judging. Because I don't know. I didn't hear nothing about that part of it.
I'm not judging. What I'm saying is, I would have rather have been in maybe more time.
Oh, of course. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, because we have more time. That's why. And so it's kind of hard to figure out what you're going to talk about.
It looked like somebody didn't have the time.
Who, me?
This dude said, who, me? No, it was somebody that had the time, but didn't seem like he had the time.
He got out done early. Yeah. I mean, well, because I did run it by like 5 seconds as I was finishing up, but that's why I didn't.
If you ran it, that means you had time.
I thought you meant time, keeping time.
No, man. I'm talking about one of the people. No.
Well, I mean, I did that a couple times.
No, I'm talking about the people that actually did longer than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Ended his set, you know, like.
Shorter, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Well, I think they just, because the crowd wasn't either.
He did it.
Which one?
The one
Yeah. No, I got you.
Yeah, it was a gentleman there that looked like he had more than 5 minutes, and he didn't utilize his time the best.
Yeah.
And I would have had loved to do that spot.
Yeah,
you know, like I didn't know that was a thing tonight.
That's what I said. I didn't know there was a night thing. Which, whatever. I mean,
is he a veteran?
I don't know.
Okay, so basically, folks, we were talking about, you know, we were part of open mic, and everybody had 5 minutes clean, supposedly.
Yeah.
And it was like three other comedians that did more than 5 minutes. Two of them, I know that they normally do more. They're not a part of the contest or anything, and the amateur clean contest. And, you know, even though we're 5 years and... we've both been compensated for the job, and in my mind, once you've been compensated, you are a professional.
Well, we've been compensated by a comedy club too. It wasn't just like a show at a bar or something like that.
I'm just saying, once you've been compensated for your time,
yeah, I guess.
In my mind, you're considered a professional.
Yeah,
we've been compensated by a club, individuals, anybody that put on a show. If you provided a service and you got monetary compensation, you're doing it professionally.
I mean, it's
you wouldn't agree with that?
I agree to an extent. I mean, I guess because it doesn't matter where the shows are as long as you're getting paid for them. Make that money, baby. Make that money. I would just say professional, but as long as the shows keep coming, then yeah, you're a professional. Keep getting paid. Rock it out. I'm just saying, once you get paid once, and that's it. Like if somebody did it once, and they were like, I'm a professional. I ain't doing it no more. I'm a professional comedian, though, baby. I only got one paid show. I just don't want that to be the bar.
Nah, but both of us has more than paid show under our belt.
Yeah.
More than two paid shows under our more than three paid shows under
multiples.
Our belt.
Yeah.
More than four paid shows.
Yeah. Shit.
At what point are you considered a professional, Justin? Do tell.
We are. I'm just saying. I don't want that to be the bars, one paid show.
No, but I was just saying, we're in the amateur competition, even though.
Well, but we never won the amateur competition, so who cares?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, we're still considered in the amateur competition.
I know.
Even though we've been paid for comedy.
So what? So they got a couple extra minutes and didn't use them. So what?
That's not the point I'm making, man.
I know.
What the fuck is wrong with this dude? What the fuck is wrong with this dude? Let me look. Hold on.
It's this spot.
Hold on.
Right
look
here.
Straight. Let me see.
It's this spot. All right. It's a little bit.
Let me see. Hold on.
I mean, It wasn't like.
It wasn't like Slappy on stage. He got some reasoning back there. He got some.
I'm telling you, this one.
My head is actually flatter than his.
This one got a little.
Your head is flat in the back. You know, it's nothing you can.
That was abrupt force.
Abrupt force. Right on.
So, that really dents the fucking reasoning.
In the back of the head, like this shape here, the back of the cranium. That's where reasoning and figuring out shit is, like, in the back of your head.
But I'm pretty good with that. I guess I have brain farts. Brain farts.
You have moments.
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 Moments. Definitely. So definitely.
He took
moments.
His reasoning.
The moments. Yeah, like, just sometimes.
Even slow, like.
It happens.
Look, I got a thumb head, so I my head is flat in the back at points. It summits. It goes out a little bit and come. You know, Homer Simpson's head is a lot like mine. So it's like, I don't know. I think knowledge is kept on the dome. You know, like right here, this part. Like knowledge.
Is that what that is?
I don't know. Like, you know, knowledge. I don't know. I'm making it all up.
I think it's all wrong. Cause I think your decision making.
Where's decision making?
Isn't that all up in your frontal?
I don't know. I don't know. Ask like a dolphin. I don't know. Dolphins are smart.
Hey, for the record, you know we're not professional.
No, man, we don't. We're teachers. Comedians.
Yeah.
We tell jokes. We joking kid.
I'm not a biologist.
Some of our comments be like,
"What?"
And these are grown men. We're grown men that
never grew up
and tell jokes.
And tell jokes. I mean, we're grown, man. We're responsible.
I'm grown as truck. Yeah, you see this gray in my beard?
But you know, that keeps me sane. Laughing at shit.
You know what?
Like the worst shit, because shit will happen, and if I don't laugh, I'll get mad.
You know what I think what we should try to do?
I need to work on myself. I ain't lying.
Is talk faster. Because I watch my episodes sped up.
And it's like normal?
To me. Some words would be like, but the episode goes by so much cooler. Like if you're watching it on YouTube, you just press the right hand button and it speeds it up.
I don't like it.
I like it. I like it sped up. It gets rid of like the spaces in between words.
Well, that's you. You usually take a lot longer. I usually,
because I'm like and furthermore and.
You like to think your shit out. My shit just comes out. There's a difference.
I'm just saying when you press that fast forward button,
it helps.
To me, it does.
Okay.
To me, it does.
Well, if people really want to know what we're talking about.
And in case.
Don't want to miss a word.
You don't want to miss a word. Or if you have trouble sleeping, play the Midnight Paco podcast.
Yeah.
Go to sleep to that shit, baby. It's some good sleeping.
Although.
It's the best sleep.
You'll be ready to sleep.
You'll sleep like a baby. It's the best. It's the best.
I'm done. It's the best sleep that you'll have.
But then we'll say something and you'll wake up and you'll have to listen to the episode.
Yeah, man.
The water. Mm. You have to listen to whatever episode you want. What's next?
Yeah, I used to listen to the Planet Earth to help me go to sleep.
The fuck?
What? You don't like the Planet Earth?
It's like
documentary,
like Animal Planet Channel or whatever.
It was like documentary of the planet Earth, narrated normally sometimes by Morgan Freeman.
Oh, that'll make you fall asleep anytime. You kidding me? Morgan Freeman just talked about whatever.
Midnight Paco does the same thing sometimes.
Midnight Paco. How it all started.
That's right. The Midnight Paco podcast. Listen closely. You know, it's a tale about two comedians starting their comedic journey.
Animated? Do we have the animated series?
Maybe. It's Cool C and Justin Fullard.
And it's Billy Eitel, who's obviously recording it.
They discuss their journey.
Speaking of which, hold on.
Okay.
Well, no, go ahead. Tell the Midnight Paco journey and we'll come back.
It's about two comedians. They were at their wits' end. They gave it all they got. They tried, and they were tired of trying. Their backs were against the wall.
And then...
Then they tried comedy.
And then...
They gave it all they got.
And then...
And then they kept pushing and pushing forward.
What the fuck?
And then they did their sets. 5 minutes at a time.
5 minutes.
Justin Fuller and Cordell Cool C.
Oh my.
They started a podcast.
Like that, man.
Holy shit.
Man. That's that shit. Now, what were we going to say, man?
Billy Idol. What does that song...
Eyes Without a Face?
No. White Wedding?
Yeah.
Hey, little sister, what have you done?
Hey, what's little
the,
sister. Like,
what's the concept of the song and why?
Cocaine.
Is that what it is?
About coke. White Wedding by Billy Idol.
Yeah, look that shit up, man, because...
Came right up.
It's wild.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Cocaine. Hey, little sister, who's the one I want?
I want your dealer.
Okay. And then, let's see. Hold on. It messed me up. Oh, here we go.
It's a nice day for...
not yet, man. You're jumping the gun. Hey, little sister, who's the one I want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. Oh, it's a nice day to start again. Come on, nice day for a white wedding day. Ooh, yeah, a nice day to start again.
There you go.
Hey, little sister, what is... it you wish? You want a what? A 8-ball? Hey,
is
little sister.
Is that what it is?
I don't know,
none
man.
Of this
I don't
shit.
Know.
None of this shit sounds like cocaine. Is that what little
what
sister
what does it sound
means?
Like to you?
Sounds like he wants his sister.
Okay.
Let's kill
hey,
your husband.
Little
it's time
sister,
for another
what's
another
the vice or wish?
Vice or wish? That's what it says?
Hey, little sister, what's your vice or wish? You see, I've been away for so long.
Yeah.
I let you go for so long.
Yeah, what?
Hey, little sister, shotgun. What do you shotgun?
Don't beers?
Crack smoke.
Crack smoke.
Oh, it's a nice day to start again. A nice day for a white wedding day. Ooh, yeah, nice day to start again.
Y'all.
Pick it up. I said, take me back home, yeah. So listen, I don't know. Shotgun, don't you shotgun crack?
Shotgun crack, don't you?
Well, don't you?
No, you shotgun beers.
How you shotgun beers?
You hit the bottom and then you... And it,
wait a minute, you hit the bottom? What the fuck?
So you put a hole in the bottom of the
with
beer.
What?
A fucking key or whatever. My
a
son
key?
Does it all the time. Every time we're golfing, he'll shotgun a beer every so
often. You shake it up. I mean, I've done it.
No, you don't shake it up.
You got to.
No.
You got to shake it up, Jay.
You shake
you
it.
You shake it up. You stick a hole in
it. You got to crack the cup, and then you down it that way. Or you shotgun weed where you...
Or
you turn the blunt around.
Or a white wedding is a shotgun of crack.
Nope.
Start again. I don't know.
Sounds like...
crack
sounds,
to me. It sounds like crack.
Sounds weird as shit. No, you just want to hear like white line. White lines. Now that's about cocaine.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls cocaine.
Yeah.
If you want to ride, then ride a white... horse, cocaine.
Yeah, but not.
What about I walk to the desert? Wait a minute, hold on. How you go? Help
walk
me.
Through the desert
in
on
a horse
with
no
name.
Cocaine.
Is that cocaine?
I walk what else
through,
is
it? I walk through the desert with a horse with no name. Is that cocaine?
Ride the white horse. That's
is
cocaine.
That what it, ride the white horse.
I walk through the desert on a horse with no name. And it rhymes with cocaine.
I don't know the rest of the words.
La, 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 la. They didn't know the words either, so they made them up. They was all high.
La, 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 la. That's a great melody. Let's write it down.
Yeah, like, you know, look. Start again. Yeah, white wedding.
Now, you know which
silks.
One is wild is the Josie, that song. That song like sounds like a group. Look up the lyrics to that.
So what am I looking up?
what's the song?
You said Josie.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come on and talk it over. So many things that I want to say.
Outfield, your love. I don't want to live.
My girl's a little bit older. I don't want to lose your love tonight. That's such a high pitch. The song's so good and catchy, but it sounds like he's like fucking a minor.
I just want to lose your love. Use your love tonight. That don't sound like no minor, man.
Keep. I like my girls a little bit older. Now go through the lyrics. Go through the, like, the verses.
Mm.
The ways are over, I'm in trouble. Can't stop my hands from shaking. Something in my mind's not making sense. Can't help the way I'm feeling. And then he says, when you get up, don't forget, or something like, to close the door. And don't forget what I told you.
Back to White Wedding.
Sounds wild too.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find a definition for White Wedding.
White Wedding, okay.
Hey, little sister.
Now we're digging deep into Billy Idol's White Wedding. I think
I like Billy Idol.
I like it too, but
Eyes Without a Face was my favorite song.
But I hear it all the time driving, and I'm just like, I started listening like a lot of these songs like from the 80s and shit. I started hearing these lyrics all over again. I'm like, wow. Some of these lyrics are fucking off the chain. Like that song, what is it? The Josie one? I don't know the name of it, but. Song is a great song. I like it. Sounds good.
So it says right here, Billy Idol's White Wedding is a dark, sarcastic take on a traditional wedding inspired by his sister's pregnancy and shotgun wedding, but expanded to a broader theme of betrayal. And vengeful, almost violent reaction to a loved one marrying someone else.
Sounds like
cocaine.
Sounds like he loves his sister too much.
Sounds like drugs to me.
Sounds like drugs to me.
Start again.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It sounds a little weird. Billy Idol had a thing for his sister.
It said, irony, the phrase white wedding typically symbolized purity and new beginnings. However, in the song, it was used ironically because the wedding is a shotgun wedding due to the pregnancy and the bride is not the symbol of purity that a white dress traditionally represents. So basically what I read right now, it's a lot of people getting married in white dresses that should not have on white dresses.
Oh, wow.
Start again
in a black dress. You're filthy.
Or fuchsia, maybe.
Fuchsia.
Or percuse. Is it percuse? What's the color? Kirkuse? What's this shit called? Anything but white. I mean, because.
Beige, if anything.
How about bronze? How about matte black? You know, like, start again. Hey, little sister, why do you have on that white dress?
You got two kids and two baby
start
daddies.
Again. Like, it's a lot of people, according to this and Billy Idol. Is a lot of people getting married in white dresses.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be white dresses. It
should not be white dresses.
You know what? I think, you know what? If you want to get married in a white dress, I think it's only fair for the wedding party. Like, even if you want to get married in a white dress, you know how at the end, people throw rice and stuff?
Yeah.
You know, like in some of those marathons, they throw the different colored powder?
Yeah.
Like the blue and the red.
Yeah.
I think if you know you're not pure.
Thinking to throw whatever color on you.
Like blue, rainbow. Hey, little sister.
You're a filthy bitch.
Boom! Hey, little sister. Who's your Superman? Hey, little sister.
The both baby daddies here. Boom!
White wedding. White. Start again.
Fuck that dress.
Yeah. You know, like, you know how they had a different color, like, powder that they throw on? You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah. Like, baby, like, for baby, like.
Reveals and stuff, like. You know, that's, I don't know.
But you're saying, like, for people at the wedding that know, like, ah, bitch, you ain't pure. Take this. Poof. Mint. Whatever.
What's your color? What's your favorite color?
So we can throw it on you.
Yeah, you don't get to walk through in a white.
You can't wear white when you're not a virgin. Your butthole's bleeding.
Hey, little sister.
See? Crazy.
Who's your Superman?
Lyrics are wild, man. Lyrics are wild.
So what was Eyes Without a Face? Eyes Without a Face, one of my favorites. What was that about?
I don't know. I don't remember that one.
How's eyes that go? Without a face, got no human grace. Eyes without a face.
Yeah, no.
Hmm.
I have to hear the whole song.
Right on.
Sing it.
No.
You're doing such a lovely job.
No.
Yeah, you're doing covers of Billy Idol.
I like Billy Idol. I thought he was cool.
No, I did too.
I thought he was cool. I thought he was like our version of Elvis. Well, he thought he was too, because he twisted his lips and sang out the side of his mouth like this, like, white night, start again, you know.
Yeah, well, he was trying, probably.
He was trying, you know. One thing's about the people from across the pond, and that's the English people. Kudos to you guys, because you know what?
Cheerio.
You guys study the greats. I give it up to you guys. You guys study the greats. And you don't mind saying where you got your style from. Because Paul McCartney, he said on many occasions, he got his high-pitched who from Little Richard. And, yeah, you know, yeah.
The Beatles cut out Clarence, so.
Clarence?
Yep.
Who was Clarence? He was one of the Beatles?
He was one of the Beatles that they cut out.
Hmm.
And
was it part of the Operation Whitewash?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I can dig it.
Yep. It was Eddie Murphy from Saturday Night Live skit.
Oh, okay.
You remember that skit?
I think so, vaguely.
Hey, let's get a little bit of clowns and steal all this great idea. He was like, if you play the record back, you can hear him talking about me. And they play it and it's like, hey, let's get rid of Clarence and still have his great ideas.
That's when they played it backwards?
Yeah, because in the beginning, you hear playing, it's like, man, man. They had his picture on the cover. He's like, yeah, I was the fifth Beatle.
It's actually some
great skit. It's one of
some
the best.
Truth to that stuff.
Yeah.
It's also so a lot of conspiracies about the Beatles, too, especially about Paul McCartney.
Mm.
They said that he actually replaced somebody, or that wasn't the original. There's a bunch of stuff you can find on these things. Mm. Like, the real dude passed away and he came back as Paul McCartney. And Paul McCartney was taller than the original dude, and a whole bunch of crap, man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Don't make anything. Well, they said that one, isn't that the story of that dude who played the guitar all crazy? Is that he sold his soul to the devil or something?
Oh, yeah. They made a movie about it called Crossroads. That we watched it in music class a long time ago. Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, you know, a lot of stuff's coming out, you know. Anything that said anything about the devil when I was coming up, I was not with it at all.
Far from.
I was far like, I'm it. Cool of yeah. it. Listen, yeah. I even
I'm
listen.
Good.
Look. When I was younger, I couldn't hear lyrics. I think I have a mental block, or maybe I'm a little slower special or something, because I couldn't hear lyrics, especially rap lyrics. For example, the Double Dutch Bus. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Double Dutch Bus.
Mm-hmm.
That came out in like 85. So that means that I was like maybe 10 years old.
Yeah.
I thought it said the devil. Dutch bus. I wanted no parts. I thought it said Devil Dutch. And once I heard that, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear that. I'm not listening to that. Because the way he sounded, plus I thought he said the devil, I'm like, nah. And the Charlie Daniels band, the day the devil, something in Georgia or something, the song that they made back in the day.
What's the name of that song?
It was called The Devil in Georgia or something like that. It was a dope song with violins and stuff. I didn't want no parts of that. I was like, oh no, I'm not listening to the devil.
What do you think of this song? It's they play it all the time. I don't know if it's an older song or whatever. Like something like Touchdown in Memphis with the rain. They're talking about Elvis going through the gates and everything, and like seeing the ghost of Elvis. And what's the name of the song? It's like actually. Sounds like a good song, sang song, but at the same time, listening to the lyrics, like, you did not see the ghost of Elvis.
I don't know.
So, all you know, it's just, you know, I don't know. I listen to the lyrics. It's a good song, but the lyrics are
Listen to it, but it was just like, yeah, going back to like anything that said stupid. The devil, I'm not listening to that. Hell, I love chocolate cake, but I heard when they call it devil's food cake, I'm like, shh.
Get out of
here. Hey, I ain't playing. I'm play with it. Devil's food cake? Like, wait a minute, hold on. Who made this? they feed the devil this? Oh, I don't want no
parts. I don't want no parts of that. F that. You keep that away from me.
Yeah, I'm cool.
You're grown now. You'll eat it now, right?
I eat chocolate cake.
It's not the devil's cake. Not the devil's cake.
But I will tear up some red devil hot sauce. You hear me? On chicken. On potato chips. See, a lot of stuff that, you know, black people eat is new to white people. We've been putting hot sauce on stuff, okay? We've been putting hot sauce on potato chips.
I've been putting hot sauce on shit.
You have influences.
Okay.
I'm just saying. There's certain spices and certain sauces just wasn't in the White household.
I got you.
It just wasn't in the White household,
right,
man.
You're right.
We didn't put raisins in our potato salad or dressing or something.
Who does that?
White people.
Some people. Some white people.
White people. Some guy was having a conversation with me. And he said something about rhubarb pie. And I said, I backed him up on it. I said, bro, what is rhubarb pie? And he looked at me like I had six heads. He said, you never had rhubarb pie? And I said, no. What does it taste like? He tried to describe it. And we went on with our conversation. And he kept going back to, I can't believe... You've never had rhubarb pie? And I'm like,
I've never had it.
No.
Nor would I want to. You remember, aren't those rhubarbs the thing in them white boxes when we worked at the place?
I've seen. Didn't they have like rainbow rhubarb?
I think that was charred.
Well, this is the same thing to me.
No, I think.
Charred and rhubarb is the same thing to me.
It's rhubarb. No, because chard is like a green.
I don't want neither
rhubarb,
one of them in pie.
I thought it's like a butterscotch, like one of them.
All right, let's look it up.
Yeah, look it up, because I think a rhubarb is like.
Wait a minute, you never had rhubarb pie?
I definitely never had rhubarb. But Do you know how long it took me to eat fucking carrot cake?
Please tell the people about carrot cake.
Why
haven't you had carrot cake, bro?
I never had it because I'm not eating carrot cake. I like carrots, but I'm not going to eat carrot cake. That and cheesecake. Dude, it took me forever to eat cheesecake. Because I'm like, I like cheese, but then I'm not going to eat a bunch of cheesecake. Like, I had no idea it was so good.
So you don't think that's the charb, bro? Do they look like charb, yes or no?
Yeah.
It does.
A little bit.
So rhubarb and chard in the same place.
I was in the wrong. Oh, that's a rutabaga.
You talk about that.
Yeah.
Turnip looking thing?
Yeah.
Oh, who the fuck
those
is that?
Thing. That's why I was thinking rhubarb, but
rutabaga?
But who makes something out of that?
Who fucking eat rutabaga? What name? Wax?
those boxes.
Yeah, but that's what that was. Wasn't the Rutabaker in a wax though?
No,
I think it was in a wax. It was covered in wax. But rhubarb looks like a red celery stalk.
Yeah,
and people obviously made it in pies.
Not, I've never had it. I don't know what the hell. Nope. Dude, there's a lot. I mean, I was a picky eater to begin with, too, growing up, so. Definitely never had that, though.
I gotta look up Rutabaker, man.
Yeah, look up Rutabaker. Not him. You put Rutabaker. That's not that. I'm trying to think what was in those containers. You know,
they were in wax. They were covered boxes. With wax.
But we were in those wax boxes, though, right?
No, but
the big white boxes.
Rutabaker looks like a turnip or something.
Yeah. They had big ones. It was like this.
And you used to have one every day for lunch.
No. No, but there was like six of them in the box.
Google Rutabaker. Do you want to know what Justin ate for lunch every day?
No, I did not.
I don't know if you can see that, but.
Definitely can't see that, probably.
It said roasted rutabaker with brown butter.
Brown butter?
I think I think the outer.
Like a potato type?
I eat that shit. Man, you asked me, like, you had rutabaga yesterday, right? Is it potato? I don't know.
It almost looks like if you would, like, or is that like an onion? Is that an onion?
That's a rutabaga, man. It looks like a giant turnip.
Yeah, something to the extent.
I don't know, man. I don't know
what it's for.
Rutabags.
The rotten rutabaga. Dude, working in produce, you've seen so many different things.
Oh, man. You seen Coco Malanga. Yeah. You saw Rutabaker.
But at least I know what that shit is for.
You saw Rambutans.
You know, like the yuca and all that. Like, those yuca types. That stuff's made for, like, masas and to make pasteles and tamales and things like that. That, I know what that is for. But this other stuff, this is the white folk stuff. I don't know what. That stuff is.
You never had rhubarb pie?
What's wrong with you, Cordell?
Well, in a black household, we don't have rhubarb pie. And instead of sweet potato pie, we had Instead of pumpkin pie, we had sweet potato pie. Mm. And Thanksgiving is coming up.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, we had a white guest for Thanksgiving. And me, I'm always, you know, making sure that people are comfortable and they got what they need. And this gentleman, we have our food set up. This particular time, it was in the middle where you could walk around and get what you want. Mm-hmm. And he kept walking around. And I'm like, you all right? Everything good? He's like, yeah. Everything's good. I'm looking for the mashed potatoes and gravy. And I just said, We don't eat mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh my Lord, it's on so Thanksgiving. Good.
Not on Thanksgiving. We have it Christmas.
Yeah.
But I mean, not all, yeah. But most black people don't have mashed potatoes and gravy on Thanksgiving.
Oh, and stuffing.
Oh, we have stuffing.
Yeah.
With no raisins.
No gravy.
We have stuffings and gravy.
Yeah, who puts raisins in their
food? White people put raisins in everything.
You're stupid ass. Unless it's trail mix, dog. I don't put it in shit. And I don't even make trail mix. So there you go.
So he was walking around and he said, I'm having trouble finding the mashed potatoes and gravy. And I just said, You go ahead and sat down and eat, because we don't have mashed potatoes and gravy on Thanksgiving. On Christmas, yes, but not Thanksgiving. We don't have any mashed potatoes nor gravy. Sorry, brother.
What the hell is going on here?
And we use wash rags.
Wash rags. Okay. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Using wash rags?
Some people will use wash rags. I just want to use for my face, but that's it. I live by myself. I live by myself.
You gotta worry about my soap. Soap comes off the soap. It's new soap every time you use it. You put it in the water. Up. Now new soap.
Wash rag.
Wash rags.
Black people use wash rags.
Oh, boy. All black people?
Majority of black people use wash rags.
Why?
Because it's the cleanly thing to do.
Really?
Yeah.
You use the same wash rag?
Yeah. That's some people very, have separate wash rags for their face and for their body. Some people, I've even heard them say they use three wash rags, one for their face, one for their body, and one for their behind and, you know,
that's
private
a lot of
part.
Wash rags.
That's a lot of wash rags. But me, I just use one, and I use soap and water. I mean, I understand that, you know, I've even heard that people said that, you know, it's a class thing or, like, you know, maybe poor people use wash rags, but... I guess no matter how much money I make, I'm going to always use a wash rag when I wash up.
Poor people using wash rags. I mean, that don't make no sense, because if you poor and you got money to use wash rags.
I'm just going by what, you know,
that
sometimes.
That makes no sense. Who the fuck? That means you have money to buy wash rags. That's a lot of wash rags.
Listen, man.
You got to use them and wash them
I'm
all the damn time.
I'm getting this off of the reports that I've seen
from
white people.
Nah.
This is what I seen from white people on the internet. They said, oh, they must be poor if they're using wash rags.
It makes no sense.
That's what I thought. I mean, it's not me saying it, bro.
I just use my hands and soap.
Yep. It's a culture thing, I'm sure.
It must be, because nobody said, hey, use a wash rag. I'm like, I can just use some soap. Like I said, you just run it under some water. You got new soap?
To wash your body.
Yeah.
Culture.
I mean, it goes on like this.
Let us know in the comments if you're black or if you're white, if you use a wash rag versus your hands. Now, according to the scenes in all the movies that I saw, white people use their hands.
Hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to all the movies I saw. And I know movies is entertainment. They show a lot of people peeing, but they don't play no farting. So when you're peeing, it's almost like automatic, because you're, you know, the air and everything, and you're relieving yourself and, you know.
You're relaxed. You're just like, oh.
They'll play the peeing sound.
Yeah.
They don't play no.
Yeah. Well, can't have that cute. Chick who's just on the toilet peeing, farting too.
But it's not reality.
It's not reality, but at the same time, they don't want to have her go, because you know you want.
It's going to echo.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, psst, poop, poop. It's going to echo and stuff.
I guess because it depends on if it's a comedy or not.
I guess.
You can't, like if it's a movie and somebody's just going to the bathroom for a scene. The point of you having to show them going to the bathroom for the scene, either way, but unless it needs the humor of a fart.
I mean, just if you're going to, like, capture real life, I think farting comes with peeing.
It's not all the time. I don't fart every time I pee. Do you fart every time you pee?
Majority of the time. The majority of the time.
So it's a you thing.
Maybe. I guess so. It's a me thing.
Don't seem disappointed about it.
I'm not disappointed. I think it's a human thing. I'm human. I do human things.
I do human things.
Yeah.
But I don't do them every time I pee. The best is the walking fart. So every time you take a step, it's like...
I did some of those on the treadmill before. Like, ain't nobody around.
Yeah, might as well. I be trying to walk away from houses before the, you know, so I get further distance from the ring can't capture the.
Look, you know, I be in the cut, like sometimes certain parts of my, well, when I was working out, I would do like sit ups on a decline bench, and it was off in the corner by myself. But this time it happened to be a lot of people around, so I'm going up like. First one, it was like, I'm like, shit, excuse me, sorry. Yeah, y'all fart too. What the fuck? Every last one of you.
Every last one of you.
Fart two.
Yeah. I just could. Did you go up again and fart again, or is this the
not again?
Time?
Okay. You came out the first time. Tried to hold it in. Once it came out, like, and you let it out. It like. No, it wasn't like that. But I'm just.
There you go, man. You gotta fart, let it out.
Yeah, man, it happens. We grow. We fart. Especially like when your body is bending and shifting. That's why you know, definitely like bending. If that's why you know, I used to say, you know, I did more than you did in the morning. Like I was doing, like I'm almost done with my day when I was starting at 6. Or
yeah,
six.
Yeah.
Like I did more than you did. I was up. And that doing hustling, doing work when you was turning over Putin, you know what I'm saying? Because you know when you land one way, everything is going this way. Like all your food and all the fluids go this way to the bottom, and then you turn over, it shifts, and then air forms, and then that's why you be turning over farting all the time. Yeah. So I mean, for the people that like sleep in one direction for most of their night,
I pass and toss turn all night. But when I get up,
you'd
I have
probably
to poop.
Be farting all the time.
I mean, I get up, I gotta poop. It's all
you probably be like, you like, it's imagine a washing machine. Imagine things like turning.
That's why I like morning sex. I mean, as good as it's good to get sex in the morning, it's not the best hygienically. Is that a word?
Wait a minute. Morning sex?
Yes.
Because it's pooty sex?
It's just stinky. All night long, you've been. Leaking out orifices and
booty sweat
and roll over and you want
some action,
bump uglies and stinkies, stank breaths,
stinking booty love, stinking booty love.
And trust
stinking
me, that's good if you wake up horned up. But hold on, let's time
stinking
out.
Booty love, stinking booty love. So you mean to tell me you be wanting to make stinking booty love?
I mean, who don't want to make stinking booty love?
Stinking booty love, stinking booty love.
But it's just not the best. Late night's better because you're before you go to bed. You usually prepare, you know, either you have a shower or something throughout the day, or you know, something, brush your teeth, you need something, you're ready to go to bed. You know, it's, the morning you wake up, just so
you be like, funkified. So you be like, good morning,
hey, I want to bump ugly and stank it.
Booty sweat. On that note, Jay, where can everybody at, baby?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the _great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram. This guy has a website,
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out.
Thanks for tuning in. We love you. Thanks for watching.
Yes. Check you out next week. Peace out.
Midnight Paco Podcast.